With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Tamara Thornton. News is brought to you by Automation 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. Monday's total solar eclipse is being described as the event of a lifetime. In an effort to ensure everyone stays safe and has a great experience, Chatham Kent's emergency services have been preparing for the event for a year and a half. Police will be implementing a traffic control plan in anticipation of an influx of tourists. There will also be boats on the water and extra firefighters and paramedics on duty. Right now, Monday's weather looks to be a mix of sun and cloud, with a slight chance of rain and a high of 19. The Jean Collective is holding a women's leadership conference in Wyoming next Saturday. It will feature guest speakers and panelists from across Lambton Kent Middlesex, including CK counselor Allison Story. Assistant organizer Tracy Kingston says the event was initially going to be Lambton-specific.
The focus was originally on Lambton, and then, of course, Helen Cole, who's the organizer of it, knows a lot of people, and she thought, you know what, they're kind of on the fringes of our county, that they'd be excellent people to hear from.
Lucan Biddulph Mayor Kathy Burkhart-Jessen will be the event's keynote speaker. Ontario intends to help families of first responders who have died by suicide or in the line of duty. The province is investing $3 million into the Ontario Immediate Family Wellness Program. Family members, including partners, parents, siblings, and children, will have 2 years' worth of access to mental health services. The program will be retroactive. It will be available to families of those who died in the line of duty from January 1, 2020 onward, and for families of those who died by suicide from January 1, 2023 onward. The death toll following the massive earthquake in Taiwan has risen to 13, and 6 people are still missing. The 10-story red building leaning over a roadway, which has become the iconic image following the disaster, was set to be demolished today. Those plans were put on hold following aftershocks that made it even more precarious. There have been hundreds of aftershocks since the magnitude 7.4 quake on Wednesday morning, including a magnitude 5.2 earthquake today. The relatively low number of deaths from the powerful earthquake has been attributed to strict construction standards and widespread public education campaigns. The young killer whale still stranded in a lagoon near Vancouver Island is a girl. Drone images determined the animal's sex as the fisheries department continues to monitor her. She was left alone on March 23rd when her pregnant mother was stranded on a sandbar and died during a low tide. A rescue operation to transfer her to an open ocean net pen continues, but is unlikely to begin until at least late next week. The calf has been given the name Brave Little Hunter. In sports, Mitch Marner is expected to return to the Maple Leafs lineup tonight against the Montreal Canadiens. The forward has missed the last 12 games due to an ankle injury. The Toronto Blue Jays take on the New York Yankees again tonight. Kevin Gausman will take the ball for Toronto. The Yankees will send Clark Schmidt to the hill. In the afternoon, the Detroit Tigers host the Oakland Athletics. In the NBA, the Toronto Raptors have the night off after getting back into the win column, but Detroit is back in action. The Pistons are in Brooklyn to face the Nets. The forecast, sunny today with some gusty winds and a high of 10. Clear skies overnight with a low of minus 3 and a wind chill near minus 6. Tomorrow, there's a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 12. I'm Tamara Thornton. For more on these and other stories, go to cknewstoday.ca.